Knights in White Satin by Adriana Dane, published by Amber Quill Press, www.amberheat.com. All rights reserved. 5 years ago, it wasn't an accident that almost killed Celine. Beneath the big top, surrounded by the scent of sawdust, grease paints, and the glittering energy of the center ring, can Celine and Peter face their inner fears and reclaim what they've lost? Chapter 1. She hovered at the fringe, poised, trembling, the scents of buttered popcorn and sugary cotton candy blended with the aroma of fresh sawdust, tantalizing her, reminding her. The slippery, white satin lining of the cape teased her naked, heated flesh. Gentle strokes gliding across her sensitive nipples heightened her awareness, and fearful anticipation edged her desire. Darkness and the ebony exterior of the cape masked her in shadows. Her eyes were riveted to the center arena, her vision imprisoned by the magnetic personality bathed in the center spotlight. She awaited his summons. A glance would call her to him. The bleachers were packed to capacity, eager adults waiting for the sensual exhibition to begin. At the center of the arena stood a large, black-barred circular cage. At its nucleus was an oval bed with an ornate iron headboard and baseboard on a raised dais. Luminescent white satin sheets glowed in the murky lighting. It beckoned her from the darkness, a showcase worthy of the grand finale. At the entrance to the cage stood two muscular guardians, faces painted, one in the guise of a leopard, the other a tiger. Their bronzed bodies gleamed and shimmered in the half-light, exuding primal leashed power, controlled by the master. Each wore tights in the pattern of the predator he represented, molded against the tight, thick muscles. Solid arms folded across their broad, hairless chests, chiseled, expressionless features. But they weren't her focus. She awaited their master, the lion tamer. He stood at center arena, slightly beyond the large circular cage. It was his gesture she needed. Tall, lithe, fluid, clothed in black silk trousers and a flowing white satin shirt, he was the one she sought. His face was cloaked in mime white, with a single midnight teardrop painted beneath his right eye. A bullwhip curled in rest, draped from his left hand, tapping against his hard-muscled thigh. An exclamation of his control. She shuddered with pleasure at the energy radiating from him. Anticipation coursed through her, settled and pulsed a slow, steady beat inside her. She felt her juices stir and seep to her thighs. Tension coiled, and she had the greatest urge to run to him, plead for his attention. He demanded patience, and she would obey. Her breath caught in her chest as he slowly turned his tawny head. His gold-flecked, green gaze slashed to her through the darkness, pierced its cloaking density. He raised his left hand and pointed. The summons she'd awaited. A layer of tension peeled away. Without breaking focus, she walked to him and placed her right hand in his outstretched left. The anticipation of the audience thrummed around her. The heat of the spotlight warmed her as his grip tightened, linking her to him. His electricity zinged through her hand, along her arm and down through her center, pooling between her thighs. Glancing at her briefly, he turned and led her to the entrance of the cage. The single narrow spotlight echoed their footsteps. The leopard at the entrance stepped aside and opened the door. The lion tamer led her inside. They were followed by the leopard and the tiger. She heard the clank of steel as the tiger secured the door. There was no trepidation inside her situation. Only fear she wouldn't meet his standard for this performance. Excitement tingled in every pore. The lion tamer faced her and released her hand. She felt his grip burn through her as it slid down her shrouded form, then back up to connect and hold her once again. As he took one step away from her, with his right hand he signaled to the leopard and the tiger. They moved as one to flank her, and waited. a moment of silent anticipation for the crowd, for her. The lion tamer nodded. Once. They stepped forward. The tiger released the single glittering clasp at the neck of the cape. The leopard then removed it with a sweeping flourish, leaving her naked and open for all to see. He walked away to dispense of it, and then returned. She shuddered at the loss of the protecting barrier of the cape, her nipples beaded tightly. The heat of the spotlight warmed her, amplified by the fire of command in the lion tamer's inspection. Again he nodded. The tiger and the leopard each grasped one of her arms, turned her, and presented her to the audience. For a moment, emptiness consumed her at losing eye contact with the lion tamer, and she felt abandoned. Panic flooded her, and the muscles in her arms corded, ready to seek release, to flee. The grips of the lion and the leopard tightened. A flicker of unease passed through her. She felt his heat as he stepped closer behind her, scented his power and control. He hadn't abandoned her. Relief softened her. The tiger and the leopard pulled her arms up and horizontal from her body, displaying her to the audience for their pleasure. Oddly, she felt no embarrassment at this exhibition, only worry that she might not please the lion tamer. She straightened her spine and raised her chin in the manner she knew he expected. Attuned to the unseen vibrations surrounding her, his approval stroked her. She felt the firm control of his hands as he cupped each of her full breasts from behind. They were warm, his fingers teased at the sensitive buds. Her eyelids fluttered, and her head dropped back in a long sigh of pleasure. She heard a loud hum of appreciation ripple through the crowd, echoing through her body. Strong hands gripped each of her legs as the leopard and the lion repositioned her, widening her stance. She felt the cool air caress her overheated center, exposing her more completely. She tingled with the knowledge. The pale curls of her mound glistened with evidence of her arousal beneath the naked spotlight. As one, she felt all support release her. Opening her eyes, she focused, trying to pierce the veil of darkness beyond the spotlight, unable to do so. She waited, displayed as her lion tamer demanded, awaiting his next command. The tiger and the leopard appeared before her, each holding a glittering rhinestone clamp. The tiger bent forward, taking the right nipple into his mouth. He sucked hard and tugged lightly with his teeth, then released it and stood upright. Apparently still unsatisfied at its hard, glistening peak, he rolled it between his thumb and index finger. Her breathing quickened with answering desire. Finally satisfied, he positioned and secured the clamp, then stepped back. Tight, centered pain quickly followed the initial pleasure, gradually receding until the leopard stepped forward and attended in the same manner to her left nipple. Her body throbbed, each nerve exposed, demanding attention. Yet she waited, lust coiled tightly inside, poised for release. She felt the heat of the lion tamer at her back as he stepped to her. The leopard and the tiger moved aside as the lion tamer's hands rose again to cup her breasts, displaying her once again to the audience. His thumb and index fingers moved over her breasts, pinching her sensitive nipples, forcing the clamps to dance and sparkle beneath the intense aurora of the spotlight. She inhaled sharply and arched as the enhanced pleasure and pain arrowed through her, building the untamed need. Another hum of approval washed over her. He removed his hands from her sensitive breasts and smoothed them along her shoulders, guiding her arms back down to her sides. Sweeping both of his hands along the length of her back and over her buttocks, he cupped and kneaded her rounded bottom. She felt a finger trace the hollow separating her two cheeks, and he stopped, poised at her engorged slick entrance. He teased at her lips, at her clit. Her hips undulated in answer and need. Sensations swirled around her, dizzying light, her mind focused solely on her body's responses. His hands, his breath against her neck. She felt the pressure build as she neared the blinding summit. He stopped, carefully balancing her at the edge. She wanted to cry out in frustration, but something inside her understood it was forbidden. She knew he waited for her to descend just enough, then he would force her upward again. He repeated it over and over, knowing just when to halt, building her fire, building the crowd's anticipation as well. A whimpering cry passed her lips, a guttural plea she was unable to suppress. The wildness began to consume her, the need to climax driving her, aching for him to allow her to reach the summit and topple over the edge. Her skin glistened with perspiration, the scent of her arousal, the tension of the clamps, the heat of the spotlight, the touch of his hands sent her spinning out of control. Wild with need, she panted and arched, her muscles tightened. The lion tamer alone controlled her every move, every response. The world spun away, her body attuned to the hands that held her, taunted her. As she felt two fingers drive into her pulsing vagina, another hand released the clamps, sending her spinning beyond all thought, the ground beneath her giving way. Waves of pleasure and pain wound round and round, piercing and consuming her. Hands held her, keeping her upright as ripple after ripple exploded over her. Dimly she heard the thunderous applause of the crowd. First hands at her hips steadied her, then were removed. She was left for moments to stand alone, weaving in the spotlight. The tiger and the leopard moved back to her, each clamping a steadying arm as they led her to the satin-covered bed. They would prepare her for the last act, the grand finale. Celine's eyes flew open, her heart thundering, her body pulsing from yet another dream-induced combustible orgasm. The dreams were becoming more frequent, building in intensity, more bizarre, and the more powerful the fantasies became, the worse her frustrations. It had become impossible to get through her days without being aroused by vestiges of the dreams coming back to haunt her. Guilt would swamp her. She knew who the lion tamer represented. It was Pele, her magical mime, the man she couldn't seem to forget. At least her subconscious wouldn't let her forget. Her days with the circus were past, finished a long time ago. She was more than satisfied with her nice, ordinary job as a CPA. She didn't need the glitter of the circus or the extraordinary family she'd grown up in. She'd made her decision. So why did it insist on coming back to haunt her in this bizarre fashion now? Throwing back the covers, she vaulted from the bed. Although her profession was more sedentary than it had been as an aerial performer, she'd lost none of her agility since leaving the circus. Continuing the demanding morning drills and exercises was second nature. It helped her maintain focus in the office and kept her limber. And when she repeated them at night, it would help her to sleep more soundly. But lately, it hadn't been working. All it seemed to do was intensify the erotic nature of her dreams. Or maybe it was because Daniel was pressing her to commit to their relationship. Of course, it wasn't fair to Daniel, but for some reason the thought of marriage, taking that final step with him, frightened her. Daniel was a good man. He's a safe man, good husband material. That's what her friend Emily was always fond of saying. Every time the word marriage came up, though, it was like something inside her rebelled. Either end it with him or take the plunge, she'd managed herself. It wasn't fair to keep him hanging this way. Why was it that Pele's ghost seemed to haunt her as she moved closer to committing to a relationship every single time? 7 years should be long enough to exercise a memory, shouldn't it? Didn't she deserve to have a husband and children, to be happy? She dragged the comb through her thick blonde hair one more time. It was shorter now than it had been 7 years before. When she'd been with the circus, it had touched her waist in long, shimmering waves. When she left, she'd had it cut, right up to her chin, not wanting the reminder, not wanting to remember the one time Pele had scorched her with his kiss, winding his fingers into her long locks, bending her to him. Even now her scalp tingled with memory. Her body felt his hard, demanding heat. She turned away from the mirror and tried to dispel her visions of the past. Her hair now brushed her shoulders, a compromise in length. Daniel likened it to corn silk. Pelle had called it whiskey satin. No, he'd called her whiskey satin, smooth and warm all the way through. She shook her head in denial. Whenever she thought of him, she ached inside. It was better not to remember. Besides, the last time she spoke with Uncle Alberto, he told her Pelle was no longer with the circus. She felt a deep void open with that knowledge as well. No, she needed to close that chapter of her life once and for all. But darn, she ached. For Pelle, for her family, for the circus life, the ever-changing excitement and adventure. Flipping the light switch, she spun around and left the darkened bathroom. There was no future in looking back. She'd made up her mind. Today she'd tell Daniel she'd marry him. They'd buy a nice house in the suburbs, have a couple of kids, and live a nice, normal life. She picked up the phone in the living room and dialed his number. "Hello?" he answered, his voice still husky with sleep. "He has a nice voice," she thought to herself. "It's warm and friendly, comforting." Yes, she was making the right decision. "Daniel, it's Celine. Do you have plans for lunch today?" Knights in White Satin, now available from Amber Quill Press, www.amberheat.com. Also available as part of a collection of erotic romance entitled Carnal Carnival, now available at amazon.com in paperback. Also visit www.adrianadane.com for information about other stories.